So on a day-to-day basis, what do you do for Catalyst?
So I never really know when I wake up in the morning what I'm going to exactly be doing, because it's never what I planned. For sure what I always do is I check in with their team to find out where they're at with various projects. Probably one of the biggest roles that I have is finding new work. So I'm always meeting with potential clients on their projects. 75% of the work that we do is for not-for-profit customers. So we do a lot of schools, a lot of churches, and a lot of senior care. So for me to be able to network, which is a bulk of my day, is networking with people. I serve on a lot of different not-for-profit boards because it allows me to network, give back, and be active in the community that way. So bottom line is, I'd say my average week's probably 65 to 70 hours, and I probably spend 50 hours of that networking and selling, and then the balance is managing people and the finances of the organization.
When you go on coordinating, figuring out what different subcontractors that you guys have on the jobs, is that up to you as the general contractor, or is that up to the church as your customer?
So it's really, I would say, generally speaking, it's up to us. Some clients, though, would request that they can make the decision. And especially when you work in not-for-profit projects, there's usually, like, some relationship. So as an example, at, like, St. Luke's, like, Miss Monroe, they go to St. Luke's. Her husband did a lot of the carpentry and donated a whole bunch of time there. So we really worked a lot with him and who he wanted to work with. So every project is a little different from the standpoint. The contract ultimately will dictate that. But usually the way the process normally would work, we'd pick three or four subcontractors. We break the job down into like 40 different disciplines. So like earthwork, concrete, masonry, that breaks down about 40 different. And within that 40, we usually get 4 to 5 bids. So we get 200 bids roughly on every project. We organize them and we make recommendations to the owner. Sometimes the owners will say, I want to go with somebody. Usually, most of the time, they could care less who we go with, unless there was a relationship there that we don't know.
So what are some like most enjoyable parts of your job?
There's a lot, actually. I mean, I love what I do. I wouldn't work as many hours as I do. First of all, the projects in general that we work on, most of them are for not-for-profits, so the churches, the schools, the senior care. So they're making a difference. They're not just building widgets. They're actually impacting the community. They're having after-school programs. They're taking care of the elderly. So the buildings that we build are making a better lifestyle for many people. So that in itself is rewarding. You know, we have assembled, I would say, like at our company, I'm sure every company says this, we've almost become like a family. Like John is a very good friend, and we've worked together for so long. And so I really enjoy the people that we work with internally. For the most part, we really enjoy most of the customers. I would say it's the jobs that we do because of the impact that they make, and then the people that we get to interact with. Our clients become long-term friends.
That means that you had owned the company during the 2008 recession. What was it like owning a business during the recession? Does that affect construction as much as it does?
So it had a huge impact in the industry, and for the most people it was negative. For us, it was actually positive. And the reason for that was there's always trends in the industry of what's popular to build. So like right now, apartments are super popular. We probably do 1,000 units a year of apartments across southeast Wisconsin. That's a really, in the marketplace, super popular. At that time in the recession, condominiums were really popular. So there was a lot of people building condos, and when banks got nervous and said the market's starting to crash, they stopped funding those condos, and contractors didn't get paid. And a lot of people went out of business, not because they did anything wrong, they just flat out ran out of money. Their companies can be profitable, but if you don't have cash flow, you go out of business pretty quickly. So what happened was, because I was so new to the marketplace at that point, I actually didn't have any condos going on at that time. So I was fortunate because when I started, I didn't have the relationships that I do today, and those relationships probably would have hurt me at that time. So the reason it was positive was when I started the company, I wanted to focus on working for not-for-profit projects, so the churches and schools, like I mentioned. Those are fairly recession-proof. So what happened for us, that's actually where we got our biggest growth, was during the recession, because all these other companies that have been established for 50, even 100 years, weren't as stable because they put all their eggs into the condo market, or a lot of their eggs into the condo market. People that have been with companies for 20 years were getting fired. We have never had to lay anybody off, which is unheard of in our industry. And since 2004, we've never laid anybody off. So a downside of construction is it's usually not consistent 12-month, a year type work. For us, it's different. People who had been, my ability to attract really good talent probably would not have been available if it wasn't for the downturn, because they would have stayed with the company that they had been with. But because we looked like a really stable option for them, we were able to get guys like John and stuff to come over.